shopping small for the holidays. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what today is all about.
The National Retail Federation said 166 million people planned to shop between Thanksgiving and this coming Monday, with the highest number of people considering Friday as their big shopping day, whether in store or online. But according to a Bankrate survey, Saturday had people's attention as well, with 59% saying they intended to shop on what is affectionately known as Small Business Saturday.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Black Friday shoppers were forced to run for cover in North Carolina. A shooting inside a Walmart in Lumberton left one person hurt. Then two people suffered gunshot wounds outside an American Eagle store in Greenville. Tomorrow will mark 2 weeks since four students at the University of Idaho were found stabbed to death. Police have no suspects and no murder weapon.
Police say that they are working this case through the weekend, and they are still hammering away at those leads and making progress in this very high-profile case. Most of the work is being done behind the scenes as they analyze all the forensics evidence.
Fox's Dan Springer. The singer behind the iconic songs from the movies Fame and Flashdance has died. Irene Cara passed away at her home in Florida yesterday, according to multiple reports. Cara, who was also an actress, was 63. A catastrophe appears to be unfolding in paradise. Conflicting information is coming out of Italy following a landslide on the island of Ischia. One official says at least 8 people were killed. The country's interior minister says no deaths are confirmed. A political shakeup in Taiwan. The island's president has resigned following local election losses. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Weeks after a little boy was fatally shot in Chicago while getting ready for bed, the accused gunman and two other people are under arrest.
Akeem Briscoe, 7 years old, was washing his hands in the bathroom of his family's home on Chicago's West Side when he was hit in the abdomen by a stray bullet fired through a window. He died at a hospital. That was a month ago, and now three people have been arrested. Police say they were part of a group that shot at another group in a car in an alley outside the home. Shell casings were found there, and investigators went through private video captured in the area that night. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Nearly 4 months after a shooting in Los Angeles, police have identified a suspect. Brandon Dixon is wanted for allegedly shooting two British tourists in Venice Beach. Police say the suspect, who's considered armed and dangerous, shot the victims after an argument outside a bar. Both men were seriously wounded but survived. Venice Beach is a popular tourist destination but has been plagued in recent years by crime and drug use. The sex scandal involving the late Jeffrey Epstein has resulted in lawsuits against two major banks.
Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan Chase are facing federal class action lawsuits filed on Thanksgiving in New York by women who claim the banks helped Jeffrey Epstein finance a sex trafficking operation. The Wall Street Journal reports they allege Epstein paid them and others large sums of money for sex acts involving Epstein and some of his friends, and that the banks ignored red flags and allowed the cash payments to go through for years. Epstein committed suicide in a New York City jail in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex abuse charges. His longtime companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, was convicted last year of helping groom underage victims for Epstein.
Fox's Dave Anthony. Deutsche Bank called the allegations without merit. No comment from J.P. Morgan Chase. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.